This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And we're back here with you. This is Dr. Laura Murillo, President CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're so happy to be here on Intercom and, as always, have great guests for you today, none other than our very own Fire Chief Samuel Peña, who's been in Houston now approaching his second year, believe it or not. I think it's already been a year and a half. Lots of things happening with the Houston Fire Department. He's going to give us some highlights of some of the current topics that are up for discussion. Chief, welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Murillo. Thank you for having me on this beautiful day.
Well, we're happy to have you, and we appreciate all of the active engagement that you and your team have had with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We can always count on you guys. You're doing some very important work. We know that it's been one thing after another. You know, we welcomed you to Houston with our very own Hurricane Harvey, and you and your team did stellar work, and I know since then it has been nonstop for the Houston Fire Department.
Yes, ma'am. It's been an active year. And again, I thank you and the chamber for all the support that you give to this community, not only the fire department and public safety, but to the community as a whole and the vital service that you provide. And you're correct. You know, the last year was a very active year. We had we started with a Super Bowl, and then we got a little visit from Harvey, which really indicated the sense of community that Houston has. And, you know, we're a year out now, and if you look outside, it seems like it never happened. So, I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of people that are displaced, and so we need to stay engaged and committed. But I think as a community, the city of Houston has demonstrated the interest that the community has in moving forward, and they showed tremendous grit and perseverance in the face of really a terrible storm.
Well, and a lot has transpired over this time period. The budgets are being approved, have been approved. You're getting additional resources. We've seen the work that you've done with your foundation. Let's talk about all of the positive things that the Houston Fire Department has done, especially when it comes to the work that you've done with your foundation.
Yes, absolutely. Look, all the credit goes to the great work that the Houston firefighters do in this community. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's no secret that we have some challenges as far as assets and resources with these limited budgets that we have in this municipality. However, you are correct. The engagement that we have with the public community or the private donors has been incredible. Through the foundation, through the Firefighter Foundation of Houston, we received over $600,000 in the last year in donations for vital equipment. You know, we've acquired four high water vehicles through the foundation. We've acquired additional safety equipment for our firefighters that will be processed. You know, commercial washers for the gear. We've implemented certain additional safeguards for our firefighters through private donations. And so the corporate partnership that we have in this community, in the city of Houston, has been extraordinary. And I'm thankful for their commitment and for their involvement and engagement in public safety. Without the private donors through the foundation, we would be at a different in a different platform right now. But I'm encouraged that we're going to keep moving forward. We have done a lot of positive things. I can tell you that in the last year since Harvey, we've doubled the amount of evacuation boats that we have in our fleet. We've doubled the amount of rescue boats that we have in our fleet. We started with one high water vehicle that we received on the day that Harvey made landfall in Rockport, and now we're up to 8 units. We've invested into vital training for our firefighters, into certifications for our firefighters. We've implemented a water rescue task force and strike team that will be readily deployable in case of a large flooding incident. We've implemented certain health health and safety programs that have been lacking in the city of Houston for our firefighters. So all in all, you know, I am encouraged in the positive steps that that this community has taken and that this department has taken to ensure that we're better prepared to serve the community of Houston.
Well, let's talk about that health and safety. We've read recently a lot about the exposure that firefighters have to deal with and some of the steps that, that Houston is taking to make sure that our firefighters are safe.
Right. So, you know, cancer has been one of the, has been on the news a lot, firefighters' exposure to cancer. Now, I can tell you that the primary reason for line of duty deaths for firefighters continues to be heart disease and vehicle accidents. But I think a lot of that is because we haven't tracked the incidence of cancer in the fire service, and that has gotten a lot of attention here recently. There are, you know, firefighters are exposed to the products of combustion that deposit themselves, the soot and the smoke that deposits on the on their gear, and that we're finding out now. There have been numerous studies that have linked those exposures to certain types of cancers in the fire service. So really, it's on us as administrators to address those needs in the areas that we can to try to prevent or limit the exposure of our firefighters. In those areas, in the last year and a half, we've made significant strides.
And you're benchmarking with other cities, correct?
Absolutely, we're benchmarking with other cities, and it's not something new that we're coming up with. I mean, these are best practices that we're seeing in other cities that we are now taking steps to implement here in the city of Houston, which haven't hadn't been done in the past. We applied for a assistance for firefighters grant, a federal grant, to allow us to retrofit and modernize our fire stations with vehicle exhaust recovery systems. We have 94 stations; not one of them had those systems, and In a system as active as Houston, where we run about 1,000 calls a day, that's a lot of exhaust coming out from these trucks every time they start the apparatus. So we received the grant. We're starting with 15 fire stations this year, and the plan is to get all 94 outfitted within the next 3 or 4 years. In addition to that, we received, through our corporate sponsors, again, we received some monies to start outfitting and retrofitting our stations with commercial washers for the firefighters to put their gear in and wash their gear after every incident. That is that's not a requirement, but we should be looking to do things above and beyond the minimum requirements, and that's what we're focused on, because look, we need to take care of the firefighters who take care of our community.
Absolutely. We know that this is a very high priority for you and for the Houston Fire Department. Also, another topic of conversation continues to be pay parity. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. Look, pay parity is an initiative that was put forth by the Labor Association, Local 341, and it's seeking to get the same pay and benefits as far as incentive pays for firefighters as PD. And this is earlier on this year, we went to collective bargaining, and we didn't reach an agreement on pay. I can tell you that most of the articles, the non-monetary articles, we found common ground, and I think we were able to move forward in those areas. But the pay disparity from what the city was able to afford at that time, which was 9.5%, to what the firefighters were asking, which at some point was up to 17%, that was a huge gap. And so we didn't reach an agreement at the table. The firefighters have put forth this petition for pay parity, and they're seeking to get the exact same pay and the same incentive pays as PD. Now, my budget is this year is $503 million. It's a huge budget, but 91% of it is in wages and benefits. So I'm working really off of off of about 9%, and 56% of that left over, about those $45 million, are in restricted accounts, you know, for fuel and IT supporting.
So what's the solution, Chief? What is the solution to this then?
The solution is that I'm going to have to look at ways to restructure in areas where we can the organization to be able to provide a department that is resilient, that is sustainable, and where I can create some capacity in the operations side to reinvest into the equipment and the materials and the support that the firefighters need. Because with this pay parity, I think what's important to understand is that I have no access to that money to deliver on for trucks or for facilities or for equipment or for training. You know, that's an operational side. So all the parity only addresses the pay portion of the firefighters. So it's going to be challenging to secure the resources for operationally, but it's on me. And you know, this was thrust, you know, put on my plate here to try to figure out how I create some reorganizations and to create some capacity to be able to deliver the service that this community is expecting.
Well, and that goes back to the foundation and the resources from the community to help offset some of these needs and to afford us to maintain a very high caliber sense of equipment and all of the services that we expect here in our great city. So to you and the entire Houston Fire Department, thank you for your service. Thanks for all that you do. And we're confident in a city like Houston, Texas, that philanthropic opportunities will present themselves to the Houston Fire Department, because you guys are our first responders and we need to make sure you have everything you need, all of the tools, all of the equipment to keep us safe, and at the same time to make sure that our firefighters are safe and that I have all of the necessary precautions and resources to make sure that they are very well protected. So Fire Chief Samuel Pena, thank you so much for joining us here on the radio.
Thank you very much, Dr. Murillo, and I wish everybody a very good day and a great weekend.
Thank you so much. And on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we'd like to thank you for joining us here on Intercom Radio. On behalf of our board and staff, we ask you to please visit our website and make sure you stay engaged with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. My name is Dr. Laura Murillo, and we hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.